Director General. You have the floor.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob, and good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to welcome all of you to this research workshop on blockchain and international trade. This is the first such event dedicated to blockchain organized here in the WTO. And let me begin by thanking our Economic Research and Statistics Division for organizing today's session. We are in the midst of unprecedented digital revolution. A few weeks ago, we launched this year's World Trade Report, which examines precisely how digital technologies are transforming global commerce and looks at the challenges and opportunities that this will create. Now, blockchain is one of the technologies that we looked at in the report. Today, we are launching a further publication, which Bob just showed you, Can Blockchain Revolutionize International Trade? And this publication further develops on the research of the world that we did with the World Trade Report. It focuses specifically on blockchain and discusses the potential impact that distributed ledger technology could have on international trade. Now, the author of this new publication is Emmanuelle Ganek. She's right here, and congratulations, Emmanuelle, on the work you have done. She will provide you with an overview of her findings in a few moments, but first, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you. So, everyone has heard of blockchain. It has become one of these buzzwords that you hear all the time, but it certainly bears closer examination. The technology first emerged during the 2008 financial crisis at a time when people's trust in institutions, in particular financial institutions, was very low. And it came to prominence as the technology underpinning Bitcoin, you know, the famous and highly controversial cryptocurrency. Now, blockchain is often associated with Bitcoin, but it is, of course, about much more than that. The term blockchain itself hides a very complex reality. It is often used in a generic way to refer to distributed ledger technology, but there are, in fact, different distributed ledger technologies and multiple potential applications for these technologies. Now, what does blockchain mean for international trade? It could mean a lot, and I would say that it is still an evolving picture. International trade transactions, for one, often involve dozens of actors along the supply chain and remain still today very paper intensive. And blockchain could enhance the transparency and the traceability of supply chains. It could accelerate the digitization of trade transactions, and it could also automate the processes. Now, it could give rise to a new generation of services altogether, particularly in areas like transportation and logistics, financial services, and insurance. Now, it could also facilitate small businesses' access to global markets and trade finance. And why is that? Because that would allow those companies, which are not very well known in the market, in fact, they are completely unknown, it would allow them to create a digital identity, and which would then build trust with the partners that they have around the world. It could also impact the administration and enforcement of intellectual property rights, thereby shaping the competition landscape. And it could generate significant cost reductions and revenue gains as well. In fact, a recent study has estimated that the gains from blockchains could deliver $3 trillion of value worldwide by 2030. So, to get a sense of the potential impact of the technology on international trade, one really, in this situation, does not need to look very far. Increasingly, the technology is now moving to real-life applications. Some retailers are already using this on a day-to-day basis to track millions of packages along the supply chains. Some blockchain-powered trade finance and trade transportation platforms are now processing live operations. Customs authorities and other government agencies are also investigating this technology. Some of these examples, I'm sure, will be presented in more detail this morning, so keep an eye on that. But a blockchain, as in every other situation of new technology, it's not suited to all situations. A lot of the hype, of course, is deserved, but it's not a solution to all problems. In fact, technology comes with its own costs, its own challenges. So existing blockchain platforms, for example, still do not talk to each other. Or if they do, it's only to a very limited extent. Now, this is what we call the digital island problem. And some have characterized this as this. I think it's a pretty appropriate term. More than that, I think that many blockchain applications require more than simply the blockchain technology itself. A few minutes ago, I noted that blockchains could accelerate the digitization of trade transactions, for example, but it can only do that if the legislative framework allows for transactions to be carried out through digital means, and if laws, of course, recognize the validity of e-transaction and e-signatures. Now, putting in place a conducive regulatory framework is absolutely essential if we want to evolve in this area. Without a policy environment that allows the technology to thrive, we may be losing the opportunity to make international trade more efficient and more inclusive. The use of blockchain also raises important policy questions. So the technology could, as I said before, facilitate small businesses' access to global markets and also to trade finance by enabling them to create a digital identity. But what about small farmers that do not even enjoy a mobile internet connection? How would they then have access to these very concrete potential benefits? So it is clear to me that while technology opens interesting opportunities, it also raises legal, regulatory, and policy issues that deserve our attention. We need to consider how to spread the opportunities that we have before us, how to overcome the challenges that we have before us, and we can only do that if we are in full possession of the facts, if we understand these opportunities and if we understand those challenges better. We need to fully understand the technology, what it can do, what it cannot do, and most importantly for us, we need to understand what it means for international trade, what the potentials are. Now, this requires an informed discussion, and it needs to go beyond trade experts. Blockchain is a technology that has the potential to break silos, so we could not have non-communicating containers in this conversation. We need a broad horizontal conversation. We need a debate among all stakeholders, the business community, blockchain experts, government authorities, representatives from other international organizations, and anybody else who can contribute to this conversation. So with our new publication and with today's event, we're seeking to inform the debate and bring together this wider community. So I hope that your discussions today will be very fruitful, and I hope that the ideas that will emerge, no doubt, today will help to guide members' thinking and actions going forward. Unfortunately, I cannot stay for the whole event. This is one of my last few days in Geneva. There's a lot of travel involved over the next couple of weeks or so. So I have to go back and to my agenda upstairs. But I have to say that I'm really looking forward to receiving a full report on all of this. I am an engineer as well, as you all know, or at least some of you do know. So this is an issue that interests me a lot because of the technology behind it, the potentials, the potentialities that we have here. But I have to say, even being an engineer, it still baffles me sometimes how it precisely works and how those technologies communicate to each other and what we can do with them. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what you discussed today. We have a fantastic set of panelists with us today, so you'll be in very, very good hands. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And do contribute to this conversation that I think is one of the most important ones that we have developing this year here in the WTO. So thank you all, and good work. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Manuel.